Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. On this day in 1928, Walt Disney character Mickey Mouse premiered in his first cartoon, Plain Crazy. In contrast to some of its radio programs, ARD does not have to broadcast election advertising by the extreme right-wing NPD for the European elections. This was decided by the Higher Administrative Court of Berlin-Brandenburg in the dispute between the NPD and Rundfunk Berlin-Brandenburg, or RBB, which, according to the broadcaster, examines the election television spots for ARD. The court thus confirmed the decision of the higher court, as announced on Monday. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, according to the reasons given for the judgment, the advertisement propagated a blanket division of society into Germans and criminal foreigners. Not only does it draw attention to those migrants who have actually committed crimes since 2015, but also demands that Germans be protected from all migrants who are presented as a real and existential threat. In contrast, Hessischer Rundfunk, Norddeutscher Rundfunk, and Bayerischer Rundfunk have been ordered by the courts to broadcast advertising by the extreme right-wing NPD for the European elections on radio. In the opinion of the Administrative Court of Munich, the text of the radio spot does not, quote, evidently or obviously constitute incitement to hatred, which, according to the case law of the Federal Constitutional Court, would have been necessary for a rejection of the broadcast, as a court spokesman announced on Monday. The Bayerischer Rundfunk, or BR, wants to defend itself legally against this. The Berlin public authorities are to provide citizens and businesses with better and faster service. Yesterday, the Senate and the districts were to sign a, quote, pact for the future of administration. This is to be achieved through a clearer division of tasks between the state and district levels, more cooperation, and more digitization. Per reports, the departmental structure of the district offices should be comparable, although not completely uniform. More competences for the district mayors are also planned, and in addition, there will be 6 city councils in the district offices instead of 5. The work of the administration in Berlin is considered inefficient in many areas, and citizens are often annoyed when dealing with the authorities. Entrepreneurs and business owners also complain repeatedly about problems when having to deal with the administration. For some time now, a broad alliance of business representatives and associations have been pushing for comprehensive administrative reform in Berlin. As an example of, quote, bureaucracy ping-pong, as previously reported by Berlin Briefing, zebra pedestrian crossings are mentioned, which take up to 3 years to implement because the Senate, district office, and working groups have to agree on 18 procedural steps. Higher rents, especially in Berlin, gave the real estate group Deutsche Wohnen a boost in the first quarter of the year. The MDAX company announced in Berlin on Tuesday that the operating profits rose by 16.5% over the previous year to 144 million euros. The competitor of Vonovia, LEG Immobilien, and TAG Immobilien confirmed the outlook for 2019. And is continuing to target an operating profit of 535 million euros. Contract rents rose by 6.1% to 205 million euros in the first 3 months of the year on a comparable basis. On average, the rent per square meter was 6 euros and 68 cents. In Berlin, it's a bit higher at 6 euros and 75 cents. In the fight against rising rents and housing shortages, demands for the expropriation of real estate groups such as Deutsche Wohnen or Vonovia have recently become loud, especially in large cities like Berlin, where signatures for a petition for a referendum were recently collected. Wohnen rents out around 167,000 apartments and commercial units nationwide, most of which are located in Berlin. Also included in their portfolio are nursing homes. Berliners are more interested in voting for the European elections by mail. around 2 weeks before the vote, which is to be held on May 26th, considerably more people requested postal voting documents than 5 years ago. According to the State Electoral Authority, exactly 377,628 Capital City citizens applied for a postal ballot by May 10th. That's 15% of the electorate. At the same time in 2014, 253,857 Berliners, or 10.1% of the eligible voters, had requested postal voting documents. Until shortly before the election, 14.8% of all eligible voters had ordered these ballot papers, and in the end, almost 336,000 Berliners voted by postal ballot. This development was apparent in recent weeks, and, according to the State Electoral Administration, could indicate a higher overall turnout. In the 2014 European elections, it was 46.7%. In general, the proportion of postal voters has risen recently in elections. Applications by absentee ballot for the European elections can be submitted online until 6 p.m. on May 24th. The completed postal voting documents must be received by the responsible district electoral office by the time polling stations close at 6 p.m. on May 26th. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.